And take two. Yeah, it's running. Hi, it's good morning, because it's always morning somewhere. It's just after 1 p.m. on Saturday, January the 30th, 2021. It's take two, because I started the first time about a minute and a half ago and forgot that I've got a 1 o'clock alarm that goes off every day. And it went off and interrupted the recording. I'm not going to piss around with 90 seconds worth of recording, so I'll start over. Hi! It's cold. It's 56 degrees, but I neglected to put on a windbreaker, and I really needed a windbreaker because the wind is really sharp. So, yeah. It is a beautiful day. It is gorgeous. It is, if this were April, it would be a lovely spring day. It's January. For January, it's a little bit disconcerting, to be honest. A friend of mine who's a gardener, we were having a discussion about putting in a kind of a lean-to greenhouse against the house. Against their house, so that they could plant some hardy greens and stuff outside further into the season. So, like lettuce and perhaps some spinach and some stuff that's low to the ground, doesn't get doesn't have a lot of exposure to the air. And thought occurred to me, I wonder how long it'll be before we're planting in the winter to avoid the heat of the summer. Just as a matter of course. And having a 56 degree day here, even though it's windy as hell. Just kind of puts a little bit of emphasis on that question. It should not be 56 degrees in January at 4,850 feet in Colorado. Just saying. But it's a mistake to conflate climate with weather. Just like it's a mistake to conflate the economy with the stock market. So, what else I got to talk about? Oh yeah, the writing. Something seems to have clicked overnight. It took me a while to get going this morning, but I did get going, and I think that's the important part. I spent, what was it, 3 hours this morning writing the new Ishmael book. I'm convinced it's crap, but I'm going to finish it just to see, because I won't know till I get to the end. But there's already some themes that have begun to edge out there. There are some themes that I'm seeing develop that I couldn't have planned, but I can recognize that they're there. And after weeks of not writing, or writing a couple hundred words, or writing a few hundred words, earlier this week I wrote almost 1,000 in two sittings, which is astonishing. But today, it took 3 hours, but I got almost 2,200 words in before I had to break for lunch and feed the fam and do all the things that I have to do besides write, like walk. But my goal is 2,000 words a day, and I got over that today. So I started digging myself out of the hole. I'm a long way in the hole. My goal was on For the Words is 750,000 words by the end of the year, which is an average of 2K a day. And I'm about a month down. I've got like maybe 2 days out of the last 30 in terms of production. But I also know that over the coming year, I'm going to have NaNoWriMo in November, which will be at least 2,000 words a day, and more likely 5,000 words a day, if I time it right. I also have two Facebook events for Novelrama, which is something that we used to do with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, but which is now something that a bunch of us, our friends, do together with each other a couple times a year. There'll be one in, I think it's in March. And so the goal in that is to write 25,000 words in 4 days. So it's 6,250 words. So if I get that, you know, 2,500 words, 25,000 words is, oh, how many days is that? 12 and a half. And if I write 2,100, 2,500 a day for the rest of the year, I'll be well over 750,000. So, yeah, I'm feeling, I'm not going to say, like, I'm feeling the logjam has broken free and the words are flowing like the logs down the river, because that ain't happening. But I'm feeling a whole hell of a lot better. And for the first time, I think, ever, I've got three stories all going at once. So there's the Ishmael book, which I wrote in this morning. And then there's Wazor's journal, which I need to write an origin story. There's a proverb, and I need to explain where the story of where the proverb came from. I don't know if it's going to be in the book, but I need that story so that the characters in the book know the story. It's one of those folklore origin story things. Like, where did people come from? And I wrote that story a long time ago. I wrote that story and gave it to my daughter to look at it, and she was like, oh my God, which is cool. So I need this proverb. We have this proverb. Justice can't exist without the truth. Honor without mercy is merely hubris. And that proverb, or those two proverbs, I guess, form the backbone of the barbarian cycle that we're working in. And so I need the story. I need the folk tale that goes along with it. The folk tale of where the world came from is already there, and I've written it in Wazor's journal. We haven't put it in the book yet. I'm still thinking I want to pick epigrams from Wazor's journal to put at the chapter headings. Wazor ibn Salim. Get ready. Say it with a one person. And yes, it's much warmer now. I'm actually getting up a little heat on my core here, so I'm not on the verge of shivering anymore. So Karen has Salt, which is the first book, which we initially put out as to beta readers as hostage, but we took the beta reader feedback very seriously. EJ rewrote the first chapter entirely. I was of two minds. But I put it down for a while and I picked it up again. It was like, oh yeah, oh yeah, this is the right chapter. This is the right opener. I feel like I want to take a picture of that car, but I don't want to interrupt the recording again. So I went through and did a little last minute finagling and then sent it off to Karen last week. So she's had it for a couple of days. And she started to tweet about it. She was tweeting about it last night at 10:30. It's like she wasn't sleepy, but she had this project that she was fascinated by. The idea that the economy of salt could be made fascinating. So, yeah, I wrote fantasy about insurance fraud. I wrote a fantasy about a butler who wasn't magical. And apparently we've written a fantasy about the economics of salt and the salt trade and how salt is worth more than gold. So I haven't seen it. It's the weekend. She's not, because she probably won't be working on it during the weekend, but I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty stoked. I'm going to give the story to EJ and she can publish it. We'll have both our names on it, but she can publish it. And then I've got to get some money back from her to cover the cost of the editing, but perhaps that will give her a little jump start to her audience as well. Because we got to write another one. The story is just too good. The story is just too engaging to not to tell another one. Probably after the Wizard Cat, because the Wizard Cat's going to come after Semester in Space. Which is really going to be Stanier in Space, but I can't really put that on the cover. I'd love to write a book set in this universe called 2 years before the mast, but there's no masts, so it doesn't make any sense in this context. But Richard Henry Dana would be either proud or rolling over his grave. I'm not exactly sure which one. At any rate, the hell is burning? I guess I don't have COVID. I can still smell stuff. That was a weird smell. It's like burnt toast. I wonder if it's that motorcycle. I wonder if it was exhaust. Anyway, I'm at that point again. What am I reading? I'm still reading Deanna Chase, and I said 19 yesterday, but it was I've only read 16 books this year so far. So, I could have sworn I said 19 before, but I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, 16 books so far this year, so on average, that's one every other day, a little bit. And I may finish this one today or tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm reading Deanna Chase. I think I mentioned yesterday that she's one of the authors who started the one of the 13 women who started the paranormal women's fiction subcategory on Amazon, and is a friend of mine. Well, an acquaintance I know online. Let's put it that way. And the series is called Keaton Hollow, K-E-A-T-O-N-H-O-L-L-O-W, The Witches of Keaton Hollow. And it's really good. It's a romance. And I can already see how the series is going to go. Because Keaton Hollow is filled with single women. And there is a bunch of single guys. And so, in the fine tradition of Nora Roberts and everybody else who's ever written a series of romances, I know how this is going to go. And I'm here for it. I'm ready for it. I'm good to go. Back in the wind. If I sound a little breathless, it's because I'm trying to walk a little faster. I'm also dizzy as hell today. I almost didn't walk because of vertigo. As long as I stare at the sidewalk, it's okay. I look up, things get a little weird. So anyway, yeah. Sniff, sniff, snort, snort. Witches of Keaton Hollow, Deanna Chase, D-E-A-N-A-C-H-A-S-E. A lot of fun. And I heard from my friend John Ward last night for the first time in about, I don't know, 2 months. And he gave me a whole bunch of new books to try. One of them is by a mutual acquaintance. And we've been bugging this guy. He keeps talking. He's talking about gonna write a book. But first he has to design a whole system around how the book is going to work and what's gonna happen. And then he had to build a computer system that would mimic it so he could tell if it would work. And then, I don't know. There was always something that was getting in the way of him actually writing the goddamn book. And he finally wrote it. And his choice of verbiage for the cover is a little bit questionable. But the book itself is Arachnomancer. Spider magic, right? Arachnomancer. And the subtitle is quite a lot vulgar. At any rate, I am at the back gate. It is still windy. But tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.